In this episode, I'm going to give you the smartest video marketing trends for 2018.
Discover how video can help you achieve your sales and marketing goals. It all starts right here in Todd Hartley's Video Marketing Mastery, brought to you by Wirebuzz.
What is up? All right, let's get right down to it. This will be one of those episodes that you should listen to a few times because the information that I'm going to unpack for you will help you be a very smart tactical marketer in 2018 to outpace your competitors. And ultimately, the best marketers are so damn competitive, they want to leave their competitors in the dust. Well, sit back. I'm going to give you the latest information, how you can position as a business to do just that. Now, first and foremost, video is not a marketing trend. Business videos are the way your target customers prefer to learn. Got it? You know, when I started educating my customers with video, they bought faster, which means it takes less time to make more money. And isn't that the entire goal for business? You bet it is. And that's why business videos are not a marketing trend. If you've only been following me for a short amount of time, it should be clear I'm a digital futurist. Yeah, I know it feels a little awkward saying it. It feels icky saying it, but it's the truth. 2018 will mark my 20th year in digital marketing, and from the start, I have always been 3 years ahead. And right now, I have a very clear vision on where we're going, what's ahead, and that's what I'm going to do today. I'm going to share that vision with you, and I'm not even going to charge you for it. Nope, no money out of your pocket. I'm just going to give it to you because I believe in giving it away, feeling abundant, and being helpful. I really believe that the core of great marketing, and it doesn't matter if it's for my business or about your product or service, really starts with the word helpful. Helpful is the new viral. And I'm only going to ask for you in return, instead of money, instead of getting my big 2018 vision, what I'm going to ask is if there is anything of value that you get from this vision session with me today, if there's even just one thing that helps you be more successful, please, if you wouldn't mind, just do me a favor and share this podcast episode with your friends. If it's valuable to you, it's going to be valuable to somebody else. Give it to someone else, okay? Think abundantly. Pay it forward. Amazing things happen when you do that. So if you want to get access to the show notes for this episode, they'll be at wirebuzz.com/132, wirebuzz.com/132. And the very first thing I want to start off with, the first video marketing trend, is smart people will stop hiring the wrong video creators. People will stop hiring TV commercial or video production companies to create their online business video projects. I keep seeing marketers and thought leaders explain how video is going to be an important trend for 2018, and it drives me crazy because I've been studying video marketing since 2003, and when I was running digital for 7 of the largest nationally syndicated talk shows in Hollywood, and inside of the database of 30 million people per show, or 20 million people per show, that would come to the website every week, I would see that video was getting 10 times the results of anything else that we were doing. But the truth is that video is not a marketing trend. Remove that from your brain. Just pry that concept out, because it doesn't work. Quickly, let me tell you who I am. I'm the guy you go to when you expect or need your business videos to create some type of tangible business result. You know, if you need a real return on investment with your videos, you actually need to purchase more than just a video. Really? Isn't that kind of what we've been talking about across many of these podcast episodes? You need to do something more than just the video. Let me give you an example here. Historically speaking, when you get a commercial and you create it for a television network, You give it to the network, and what do? They distribute it across their network. But that doesn't exist online. Sorry. Sure, you can put it on YouTube and hope somebody buys off of YouTube, or you can put it on Facebook and hope somebody buys, but somebody smart needs to think that process out. If you've got a sales team, somebody really smart needs to think about what the sales process is and make sure they're creating the right videos. If your company uses a CRM, those videos need to, the video viewing data needs to be backed up into the CRM so your sales team knows who's displaying the highest level of attention span. Most marketers don't start in strategy. They start by getting excited and start coming up with fun ideas that may or may not go viral, but who cares? Nobody's really going to account in their company for the ROI on those videos. And those are marketers, as you're going to hear in a few moments, that are going to be looking for jobs because they're not going to be retained. Smart marketers intuitively already get this concept that you've got to lay out the strategy. What's the goal? That's the first thing you do each and every time. What is the end goal? What technology do you need in order to achieve that goal? I'm not going to go too in-depth on this, okay, because I'm just giving you my video marketing trends. And how do you bake in that goal into the actual video and into the script and into the storyboards? And what's the call to action button? And what's that landing page look like? And how does that landing page connect with, you get it, all of the zillion pieces that make the project successful? And a television production company or a kid with camera doesn't understand that. So the first video marketing trend of 2018 is selection. Select the right person to create your videos and select the right person to do the videos right the first time. Now, sure, if you want one video, I'll sell you one video. I will. I'm good like that. But I'll also make sure you understand that your video is just like a passenger train and your end goal is the train station where your video ends and your customers get out to make a buying decision. Got it? But in order for that video to be valuable, it has to move people to a final destination where they make a decision. The same is true. The same is true on your website. And it doesn't exist when you just create a video and wish, hope, pray that somehow all of this stuff connects. So how does a passenger train move people from where they get on to the final destination where they make a purchase? It's called train tracks, baby. Look, I grew up in LA. I've only been on a few trains in my entire life, and I still get this concept, yet most marketers buy passenger trains. They buy a video, but they never invest in the infrastructure, the train tracks that direct their target customer to the point of purchase. So when businesses approach me for video production, I have a responsibility first to educate them about the power of video when you align it with digital strategy and online execution. And if they just want the video, meaning they just want the train, without the train track, I'll create that video for them. But I'll also make sure that they sign a waiver form, acknowledging that they know that the video is not connected to an ROI generating system or train tracks. Why? Because online video projects fail. They fail when they're created by TV people, kids with camera, or somebody that makes weddings and bar mitzvah videos on the weekend. And the reason is TV commercial people, they don't understand digital marketing. They don't understand the landscape and the concept and the interconnectivity that is necessary in order to move somebody from point A to point B. They don't even understand targeting. And I live at the intersection where business videos and digital marketing connect. That is my home turf. And you know, people shop me against video creators who have no clue how to execute digital marketing tactics. You realize that, right? And when they're done shopping against, you know, when they're done shopping and they price shop me, marketers fall back into their historical bias of thinking video is all they need until 4 months later, after they went with somebody that might be cheaper, and they call me asking me to help resurrect their failed video project, which was just a video, just a passenger train without train tracks, and they can't seem to figure out why video failed to move their target customer all the way to a purchase. And if you're planning video marketing projects for 2018, you better be smart enough to recognize this most important trend and know there's a difference between video and a digital strategy that includes video that guides everybody to a purchase destination. And that should be your most important 2018 goal when dealing with video. If you need your video to create results, always, always connect the digital tactics with the video, but start first at your end destination, which is your goal. The number two most important video marketing trend is attention and commanding that attention. Did you know that traditional media, such as print, television, radio, is 7 times more expensive and only 20% as effective as it used to be? It's not because people aren't watching TV or reading magazines, because we still kind of do that. I mean, not as many as used to, right? People tune out mass media advertising because they don't need to learn about new products, services, or technologies anymore. They can search for that information on their own using the internet when they're interested in looking for it, right? But when you're watching TV with your spouse and you're getting all cuddly and you're watching This Is Us because it is kind of us, you know, we've got a mixed race family. And when I watch This Is Us, it's kind of us. But the last thing I want to do is sit through commercials because I'm not shopping. I'm thinking about us, right? So what does this mean for anybody that's trying to figure out how to command attention? People tune out mass media advertising. They don't need it, and they'll look for it later on the internet when they're shopping. So what this means is we live in a different economy today. And that economy has a name. It's called the attention economy, where consumer attention is limited, but always comes at a price. And that price has been skyrocketing because every day there are more and more companies, more brands, and more products that are all fighting for one thing. Do you know what that is? Your attention, right? They're fighting for customer attention. And if you don't believe that there are completely new sets of tools and tactics required to be a successful marketer in the attention economy, well, Forbes recently reported that chief marketing officers have the highest turnover rate of any job right now. Old marketers kicked to the curb because they're operating with yesterday's playbook and they aren't able to get the results in the attention economy. So, what are some solutions to maximizing attention rates, reducing advertising costs, and pulling people through the buyer's journey to acquire new customers? Well, I asked Thales Teixeira, who's a Harvard Business School professor on this very podcast, to share a few attention hacks with you. And he specializes in viral advertising, digital marketing, and how to effectively capture consumer attention around your brand. You can get access to that at wirebuzz.com/125, like 125. Or if you want to learn directly from me, and I am trailblazing way ahead in the attention economy, well, I released a video based on the lessons that smart marketers need to know. And it's called The Attention Economy and Attention Hacking, the Proven Tactics for Using Video to Accelerate Your Sales Pipeline. And if you want to get access to it, well, you're also, if you access it, will hear, I'm like blushing already about to say this, my most embarrassing story ever. Wirebuzz.com/Speedo is where you can get it. Yes, I said Speedo, wirebuzz.com/Speedo. And yes, it has something to do with not only hacking attention, but my most embarrassing story ever. The third video marketing trend that you need to know about is, well, strategy first, right? so important. I'm going to say it twice. 99% of video creators don't have the digital marketing savvy to execute every vital stage between strategy and ROI. That's Wirebuzz's competitive advantage. If you want to get access to a 5-part based video mini course that I created teaching the secrets to guaranteeing your videos generate an ROI, well, all you have to do is go to wirebuzz.com/ROI and I will teach you my secrets. The fourth video marketing trend is longer videos. Dun, dun, dun. Todd, wait a minute. Shorter's better. I hear it all the time. Everybody knows shorter's better, right? And whenever I speak, I just did something for Vidyard last week. Before I even took the podium, there were 50 submitted questions in. The largest number they've ever had for a webinar before it started on the platform, not just Vidyard, but the company that runs webinars. And when I went through that list, the number one most asked question was, Todd, how long should a video be? Shorter, right? Short videos are better, right? If I keep the video under 90 seconds, are people more likely to buy? First of all, longer videos are often better. I know it's a violation of conventional wisdom. Sit with me for a moment. I will break this sucker down for you. But if you want to see the answers to those questions, I recorded maybe 30 questions that I did not get to cover in the webinar live. And I recorded them on a Sunday here at the office. Oh, standing at the very spot that I'm in right now. And I answered the questions in video, and one at a time, I'm uploading them on LinkedIn. Go to my LinkedIn page. That's right, Todd Hartley, CEO Wirebuzz. And when you see it, you'll see me answering questions. And these are the questions that marketers are asking each and every day. So let's get back to the fourth video marketing trend that you need to know about in 2018, longer videos. Nothing new to direct response marketers. But now even mainstream marketers are starting to share case studies about running ads to hour-long live events or 20-minute advertorials and having freakish success. And it won't be long before marketers stop being misled by ignorant data analysis that draw false conclusions. Some of you remember that Wistia chart that we tore apart on this very podcast, right? That conversation, time after time, I hear marketers preaching the gospel, the golden rule of video. Your video needs to be short. Shorter videos perform better than longer videos. Everyone is convinced that if your video is longer than 2 minutes, it won't be effective except for me. Now, unlike most marketers here at Wirebuzz, we've been preaching the good gospel, a completely different gospel, for a very long time. Why? Because the answers, say it with me if you've been listening long enough, the answers are always in the analytics. And when you go and look at the analytics, it's really easy to see what the real answer is. Conventional wisdom is often wrong. Not because shorter videos don't work, they do. Those quick 30-second videos have their time and place. And if you're going to a television production person or somebody that doesn't specialize in ROI or the art of conversion, you're going to be misled. But if your goal is to move your prospects towards a buying decision faster, not just grabbing a quick burst of their attention, then long-form videos are really the way to go. Why? Because longer videos give your most qualified buyers a chance to stick around. There's value there. It gives your most qualified buyers an opportunity to learn more about your product or about your service and then move closer to a decision to buy. Try doing that in a 30-second video. Right? It just doesn't happen. Plus, the YouTube search ranking gods, they'll smile upon your longer videos when they keep your viewers on their platform longer. Those are the videos that will get the best search results. And every time Wirebuzz is hired to create a shorter video and a longer version for our clients, the longer version converts at higher rates. It kicks the shorter version's ass each and every time. Why? Because conventional wisdom is often wrong. If you want to learn more about the ultimate reason why longer videos drive more sales, write this down, wirebuzz.com/127, because in episode 127, I break it down, the ultimate reason why longer videos drive more sales, wirebuzz.com/127. Now, the fifth video marketing trend of 2018 that you need to know about, we call binge-worthy video marketing sequences. Now, there's nothing new here for us at Wirebuzz, but it's starting to become a big thing in the more agile internet marketing world, which means it'll be a big thing in the brand marketing world within the next couple of years, using tension and story elements to make sequences of content that are bingeable. You got to sit through them. You know, we're not in a rerun generation like Seinfeld. We're in a binge-watching generation like This Is Us or Homeland, or need I say House of Cards minus any Kevin Spacey comments. It's time our content strategies reflect natural human tendencies. And what I want to do as a marketer is I want to rabbit hole my audience on one priority at a time, move them through the rabbit hole. And you know what? Freakish things happen. We created the ROI mini course on the website. I referenced it a few minutes ago. And that is a 5-part video-based mini course where we leave much like, one of these shows like Homeland, we leave a loop open from one video to the next, which means when you watch one video and it ends and you don't get the climax, you go to the next one. It is all by design that we do that. And 86% of the people that watch our videos watch them to completion. Why? Because we know what we're doing. A television production company, they may know how to make something visually stimulating. I need to get people to go through the videos and convert, or my job wasn't done right. The number six video marketing trend for 2018, we call selling systems. You know, 10 years ago, your website was a hub for prospects to build interest in your product. But if they wanted to go further, what would they have to do? They have to get on the phone, or God forbid, they'd have to meet with a sales rep in person, and nobody wants to do that, right? In my head, when I say that, what I'm really thinking is like a car salesman. But it's like that in every industry. Nobody wants to talk to a salesperson until they're ready to buy. Today, consumers have been trained to expect a self-serve, on-demand experience, one that gives them the information that they desperately want, when they want it, how they want it. You are no different, and neither are your customers. In fact, 18% of prospects only want to talk to a salesperson at the consideration stage of the buying process, while 40% of prospects prefer to buy without ever speaking to a salesperson at all. I don't want to talk to a salesperson. What? You mean I'm going to ask a question to somebody whose sole purpose is to convince me that their product is perfect for me? No, I want to make a smart consumer decision. And when you incorporate video into your sales process, consumers get what they want: a frictionless self-service experience on their time, 24/7, on their terms. They can stop and start, rewind. They could go through things a few times, share it with a loved one, a business partner that'll help them make a smart decision. A frictionless self-service experience on their time and their terms. And if you do it right, after a prospect watches your selling system, the first thing they do when they meet you, they'll react the same way people do when they see me for the first time after going through our ROI mini course. They walk through the door at the office and they go, and they've done this in front of my wife, and it has been terribly awkward. But for me as a marketer, it's an indicator that my marketing is working. The first thing they say is, "Oh my God, you're real. Can I touch you?" And it's that star factor. If you aren't building in the star factor into your content, creating selling systems, developing a relationship on autopilot while you're doing other things, meeting with clients, moving clients that are existing into bigger packages or better servicing them, and using video to help automate your sales process, you're making a huge mistake. If you want to learn more about selling systems, wirebuzz.com/129 is where you'll get more information. 129, wirebuzz.com, 129. Now, the real job for marketers today is attention hacking. I brought it up earlier. It's so important. It needs to be reinforced in each and everything you do. Or you may be like that Forbes article of a chief marketing officer that's kicked to the curb. So a new dog that really knows how to hunt can bring in the prey. Great marketers understand how to stop their audience in their tracks and to give them just enough information to leave them wanting a bit more. But the problem is, most businesses like to overshare and dump all of the information they can on their customers. Just like an overstuffed Chipotle burrito, they cram as much as they can into their website, email, or even a video. And just like the Chipotle, nobody can digest that. In fact, they can't even get through it. So they take it home, they put that burrito in the fridge, and they never get through it. And that's why tab browsers are freakishly overpacked like Chipotle burritos. Think like an enchilada. Make it easy for people to get through wanting and craving more. When you think about your customer's journey, you need to view that journey as a series of small steps, not one giant leap for mankind. So I want to give you three videos that every business absolutely positively needs, right? And I often look at these three videos as supporting the road you need to take your target customer down in order for them to make a purchase. I see this as a metaphorical road, of course, and that road really is your website and your sales path to purchase. And there's no better way to lead a prospect through that journey to make a purchase decision than to use video. And that's why every business, no matter the size or industry, needs these three kinds of videos in their funnel to convince and to convert their prospects at every stage. Write this down. The first thing you need is a homepage explainer video, right? Right up at the top of your website, front and center. Don't bury it below the fold. Don't hide it at the bottom. It's the most valuable asset on the page because people are four times more likely to watch a video than to read anything on that page, all right? Move it up. Prioritize the homepage explainer to the top. If you have a product or a service that's different than your core business, and many companies have multiple products or services, then you need a product overview video, and it should live on a product overview landing page. It should be short, compelling, succinct. And the third thing you need is a testimonial video, which I like to call a testimonial story. Because when you tell stories, something amazing happens, but don't let me get too far into that. We'll talk about stories in a moment because it's another 2018 video marketing trend you need to be leveraging. If you want to hear more about the three types of videos that every business needs, well, I created an episode around that topic, wirebuzz.com/126, like the number one, the number two, followed by the number six, wirebuzz.com/126. Those three videos need to be high-quality professional productions that a video marketer creates. These are not videos that you make with your cell phone. Why? Because they're on your most trafficked page of your website. These are videos that are going to be around for 1 year, 2 years, and 3 years. They're videos that every quarter are going to bear fruit and generate returns on investment, and you need to look at them as a business asset. I'm going to tell you about ways you can cut corners later on. I want you to write down the word on-ramp. So when you get to on-ramps, you're going to know this is where you cut corners or where you can cut corners unless you're a really large brand and you really can't cut corners in too many areas. Those three videos need to be high quality productions created by a video marketer. And if you want to generate more traffic on your road to your website, well, I'll just get to on-ramps right now. You need to be thinking about creating on-ramps to bring more traffic. I mean, nobody would create a freeway to bring people from one place to the next without creating on-ramps for more people to get there. On-ramps are where your prospects exist before they find out about you and get on your road, okay? What pain is your prospect dealing with? If your prospect's dealing with a pain, and most of us are creating solutions for businesses, it's not just a medical term, it's also a pain, a friction. What is the problem that you solve? Go to the pain, the problem, create on-ramps onto your highway, because those early awareness stage pain is where they live and they don't know about you yet. So start specializing in on-ramp videos that you can cut corners on. You can use a teleprompter. I'm going to give you a URL right now where you can go and watch a video of me talking to you about teleprompters. Just go to toddhartley.com. That's toddhartley.com/tips, TIPS-using-teleprompter. All right, toddhartley.com/tips-using-teleprompter. That's about as fast as I can say that. And when you use a teleprompter inside of your phone, like the one I'm going to show you when you go to that page, you can create cheap, inexpensive, high-ish quality videos that allow you to talk about pain, one specific pain, use that as an on-ramp that brings people to your website so they can start seeing the high-quality solution that you provide, all right? On-ramps, I want you to think about that. And speaking of on-ramps, I got into this concept in much greater detail in a full speech video that I recently did, and I'm going to make it available to the listeners of this podcast. If you listen to this podcast, you can get access to my full speech at wirebuzz.com/speedo, S-P-E-E-D-O. That's right. Just like those, you know, Michael Phelps little underwears that he swims in. Plus, I'm going to share with you my most embarrassing story of my entire life. And yes, it involves a Speedo. How did you guess? Speaking of Speedos, recently, the Wirebuzz team had a 50-person shoot at a cancer facility the other night. It was huge. And because I'm a frugal entrepreneur and had so many people out there, the last thing I wanted to do was pay $500 to have somebody play a cancer patient laying on a CT scan table wearing nothing but a patient gown. So I figured, I'm qualified for that. I'll save some money, right? That's like a 4 sushi dinners, man, me and my wife. I'm going to save that money. I'm going to wear that gown. I'm going to lay on that CT scan table. I'm going to close my eyes. I'm going to go to sleep. Easiest money I ever made until the gown opened up in the back and the entire Wirebuzz team saw that my underwear matched our office colors. Pathetic, right? They all saw it. They all thought it was hysterical. And they even took photos of my matching Wirebuzz colored underwear while I was on the CT scan table, which you can see on the show notes page, wirebuzz.com/132 for this episode. There is no place for me to go when I'm being harassed by the team. I can't go to HR. Who am I going to complain about? Maybe about an employee, but I can't sue the company. It's just not good. Doesn't look good. Have the CEO getting harassed for wearing Wirebuzz colored underwear. Wirebuzz.com/132 will be that photo. The 7th video marketing trend are stories. I want you to think about stories more than you ever have. It is vital. I want more necessary fluff in your videos. Stories, examples, metaphors, frameworks, models, etc. By the way, I could look at models all day long. The idea is that people have mislabeled valuable information as fluff simply because it's not strictly necessary for the video to make sense. And that's a problem. In 2018, I want you to flip that script And as a result, videos have gotten boring because people have keep removing the necessary fluff, the stories, the examples, all the visual elements that make it easy for people to learn and pay attention and to command attention. All of those need to be inside of your videos. There's a reason I bring up the Chipotle burrito and the enchilada. There's a reason I bring up highways and on-ramps, because I'm a marketer that knows you've got the attention span of a goldfish and I need to hack into that. So I use those stories and the frameworks to command your attention. And as a result, videos have gotten boring. And that's why shorter has been better for people, you know, and that's why it's been the mantra. But in reality, people give attention to people who make their lives easier and more enjoyable. I read a quote recently about Jerry Seinfeld. Seinfeld was like, all this talk about people and attention span problems. If you know how to entertain people, they won't have an attention span problem. And that's why you need to tell stories and get really good working with examples and models and frameworks. And like Mary Poppins taught us a long time ago, a spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down in the most delightful ways. The most important elements in developing relationships are stories. That's what people remember. So bake your value propositions into stories. And when you tell stories, it resonates with people. They remember it much longer and are much more likely to share the stories and data and bullet points. I want to give you an example. I don't network in Phoenix a lot. Most of my clients, like 95% of them, are in legit cities, right? Like San Francisco or LA, Chicago, New York. And but I did recently, I went to a networking event only because they've asked me so many times to go and they're really nice people. So I went to their networking event. It was one of these top golf places where you go and have a cocktail and you hit a golf ball 300 yards and have some hors d'oeuvres. And when I came home, my wife said, so, you know, who'd you meet tonight? And really all I remembered is what I told her. And what did I tell her? Stories. Stories that people told me. You're the same way. Stories stick in our brain. The data, the stats, the research, in one ear, out the other, but stories can be shared. That's a 2018 marketing trend you absolutely need to know. The eighth video marketing trend is video remarketing. I don't remember if we mentioned this last year or not, but this might be one of the coolest and sexiest video growth hacks. So few businesses are doing this. So there's a huge opportunity to use these video techniques in really creative ways before they become the new normal. And it's no longer a pattern interrupt. But even when it eventually does become the norm, this will still work because it's all about creating deeper relationships instead of simply creating more relationships. The only ones that pay you are the ones that go all the way through your funnel. So let's stop prioritizing the masses at the top of the funnel and start prioritizing the people who've qualified themselves by watching a video that only your target customers would care about. Does that make sense? I'll give you an example. I've never watched a knitting video, not a single time. And if I did, I would bounce so fast. I'd never go sit through a knitting video. Why? I'm not the target customer. But my mom crushes knitting videos on YouTube. She's a target customer. You need to start prioritizing. And you do that through retargeting. The only ones that pay are the ones that go all the way through your funnel. Stop prioritizing the masses, people like me, and retargeting me for yarn or knitting, and start prioritizing my mom and her card-playing friends who've qualified themselves by watching video about knitting, and retarget only those customers that you care about, all right? That's why retargeting is the eighth most important video marketing trend of 2018. The ninth video marketing trend, setting up the sale. That's right, setting up the sale. It's important because 82% of prospects don't want to talk to a salesperson until they're ready to buy. Consumers will expect content to be in video format. Why? Because people are lazy and video is more effective. People are four times more likely to watch video than to read text. We process video 60,000 times faster than we do with text. Our brain goes into hyperdrive because there's so much going on. We're learning at a freakish rate. We're three times more likely to share. And we buy at 144% higher after watching a product or a service video. Consumers expect content to be in video format. Marketers are now at a critical time where they need to view video as a necessary. It's a necessity, man. It's not a luxury. When you realize that 25% of consumers will lose interest in your brand if you don't have a video explaining your product or service, it's easy to see how much of an expectation there is for video to be a part of that buyer's journey. I look at it just like a road, a highway. I want to pull people down the highway so they end at my final destination. Video needs to be a part of that buyer experience. But your videos aren't just about the consumer experience. Today, the average product has 15 competitors, unless you're running a monopoly. The increased competition means that your brand will need to stand out from competitors by meeting prospects where they are online in the format that they prefer, which is video. And to prove the point, Apple. Apple is rolling out, and it was just in the news this week, iPhone frequently asked question video library. Apple's expanding its social media outreach. The company has just launched a new YouTube channel to teach people how to use their Apple devices, like the iPhone, like the iPad, and to do it with video tutorials. Why are they doing video tutorials? That is so strange. That's got to be expensive. Now, the first set of videos focuses on common and fairly simple tasks, like taking screenshots, adding attachments to email, deleting photos, changing the wallpaper, and more. The videos are short. They, with the most being around a minute and a half. This is not an acknowledgement that I'm wrong about longer videos being better. It is a different type of a video. They're not selling anything. If you're trying to sell, longer's better. All right, I hope that cleared up confusion. And in this Apple library, the longest video is roughly 2 minutes. They also include English caption for accessibility and are formatted with instructions on the left with a demo on the device on the right. This article comes from TechCrunch. It'll be on the show notes page, wirebuzz.com/132. Now, I want you to think about setting up the sale. These are frequently asked question videos. So in most people's mind, they're saying, I don't know. That may not be the perfect example. But when you get down to the bottom of the sales funnel on a more complex purchase and you see there's already a library there, you're like, they've already got all this information. That means I don't have to sit on hold waiting for somebody to tell me that their call's important. Please hold. Think about how you use a frequently asked question library to show that you've got customer service for people who are considering buying your product or service. Set up the sale right. When you set up the sale the right way, selecting your product versus somebody else's becomes a no-brainer. The ninth video marketing trend is about video quality trumping quantity. You know, when I launched Breast Cancer Answers in 2010, when my stepmom was diagnosed with breast cancer, 7 million video views before my wife became the next breast cancer patient in the family. I only needed to add videos on a topic to dominate search results. I could do question and a video with the answer, right? And I could be short videos. It didn't matter if it was filmed with a webcam. This was 2012, before Google and YouTube and Facebook started tracking for quality. Right? It was more about a quantity game then, but the rules of the games change. Since the video landscape is becoming more competitive, the quality of your video will need to become more of a priority. just pumping out another video or two isn't going to cut it. When we did Breast Cancer Answers, we pumped out, well, by the way, you should know I'm super freakishly competitive with myself. Our contract was to do 140 videos a year, frequently asked questions. We did 630 videos in year one. I just went a little above and beyond. I was in a weird place. My stepmom was going through cancer, and it was my healing place, right? Makes sense? But I also generated almost 7 million views and 1.1 million followers in that time. And so I got excited. And when you get excited, you like to apply more gas, right? Doesn't matter if you're drinking, feels good, you're excited, you have more drinks. Same way with video marketing. But adding more videos nowadays and just pumping out another video or two isn't going to cut it. Who wants to watch low quality videos anyway? I know I don't. Video competition will eventually become too stiff for low quality videos to get the views or the results businesses need, which means if you're going to invest in video, you need to do it well. You need to do it well, and you need to do it right the first time, and higher quality videos rise above the rest. See higher engagement. They drive overall better results in the sea of digital content. Plus, they're more likely to stand the test of time, which means you'll see a higher ROI and an asset that you can rely on for some years to come. And that is super important. Think about video quality and why it trumps video quantity, and get it right the first time. The 10th video marketing trend is LinkedIn video. What? Todd, come on. You're losing your street cred, dude, talking about LinkedIn video. Everybody knows LinkedIn is late to the video party. Why would I even want to be there? And the reality is, early adopter advantage, man. You look at Gary Vee's career, you look at my career, it's all about being first to the party, not arriving at the party when it's bumping, right? So there's plenty of marketers that think that having a LinkedIn presence and just leaving it is enough, and they're wrong. Earlier this year, LinkedIn added a new feature to let publishers upload native video content. Native meaning you upload it directly into the LinkedIn video player instead of using a video from YouTube. I've covered this extensively. In a moment, I'll give you a URL, so have a pen handy. And more importantly, I'm also noticing that my second grouping, so the first group is like the people that know you, and the second group are people that know your friends or your LinkedIn followers. That second group is now much larger when I use video than the first group, which means LinkedIn is pushing, they're promoting what I'm doing, and you should be doing the same thing. But that's not going to happen in 12 months or in 18 months. Early adopter advantage. Let LinkedIn pay for some of your marketing, and they'll do it if you jump on it early, right? And LinkedIn also announced their push into selling video ads. Better late than never, right? This is a huge opportunity for early adopters to amplify their content on a platform that hasn't already been saturated by advertisers yet. Advertisers will get there. I hope you get there before they do. If you're not using these features on LinkedIn, then you're leaving all the highly engaged potential LinkedIn traffic that you could be generating out in the cold. Not to worry. I'm here to guide you in the right direction. Share which types of content gets 20 times more shares on LinkedIn than anything else. And you should know that you can get access to that. What type of content gets 20 times more shares on LinkedIn than anything else? Well, you can find out at wirebuzz.com/128. And the answer is why it is a marketing trend for 2018. Go check it out. The 11th video marketing trend is personalized video. Each and every time that I have a meeting with somebody, if they're not the primary decision maker, maybe their boss couldn't make the call, or they're going to have to go teach their boss. You got to ask people, man. You got to be like, all right, what's the story? So who's the one that makes that decision? It sounds like a snobby thing to say, right? Because you're kind of being disrespectful. But you need to figure out who's the ultimate decision maker. Because if the person you're developing a relationship with is not the one that's going to give the ultimate yes, then you need to give some type of a visual asset that isn't a PowerPoint or isn't an email to that primary decision maker, and video is three times more likely to be shared. Personalize a video. I do a screen grab. I look into the camera even, and I'm like, hey, John, sorry you couldn't be on the call with Jason earlier today, but here's a quick overview on the proposal and the strategy baked in that we were told is your goal, and this is how you're going to get there. Let me walk you through the steps. If you have any questions, don't hesitate to reach out to me. You want to be approachable. Use video one-on-one in a personal way to make sure that your proposal, your big vision, gets into the hands of the person who's going to say yes, right? Because if you don't give them something visual that they prefer to learn from, they're going to say no. The 12th video marketing trend is on your lower quality perishable videos that are like on-ramps. You can cut corners. I talked about that earlier. I want you to use a teleprompter in your phone. I want you to put your phone on a tripod. And if you go to this page, you'll be able to get access to the teleprompter that I use. ToddHartley.com/tips-using-teleprompter. Yeah, I know. I mentioned it earlier, but it's just that important. Wherever I go, I've got a teleprompter in my phone, and you'll get to see on that page a video of how I use it inside of my device and what buttons I push. The 13th video marketing trend that you should be aware of is how to stay top of mind using video tips and going behind the scenes or being an authority, a thought leader in your space, breaking news, explaining what it means. Video is the ultimate tool for that. You can write your tips into your teleprompter, into your phone, and bang them out in video, or you could tell people about the latest news and what that means and look into the camera and develop a relationship and create compelling videos that way. Stay top of mind. I've turned my Facebook friends and followers into my referral network by regularly putting out smart content that makes them more effective. Think top of mind marketing, how to use video, and that's why it's the 13th most important trend. The 14th video marketing trend is be authentic. I know a lot of people say be authentic, but I need to explain why it's vital. If you're authentic, it's going to resonate deeply with your audience. And if you aren't, nobody's going to believe anything you say. So you need to be authentic. Do you need an example? You know, most people, when they say be authentic, they don't give examples. I'm like rolling up my sleeves right now because I'm already starting to sweat. Because did I ever tell you about the time? This is the perfect example. Did I ever tell you about the time I was creating the first video medical encyclopedia on the internet? 2007 to 2010, it had 8,000 videos in it. And I was working on the women's sexual health section of the Video Medical Encyclopedia at the International Society for the Study of Women's Sexual Health Conference, otherwise known as ISHWISH. And after waiting in a long conference registration line in San Diego, I finally got up to the desk and I got my registration badge, my media press badge, and my name tag had me listed as Doctor of Women's Sexual Health and Dysfunction, Todd Hartley, MD, Sexual Medicine. Wasn't that big of a deal? I thought I was, no way I'm getting back in that line again. I'm not going to go in there and stand in that line behind all those people. And candidly, I kind of thought it was funny. Todd Hartley, Doctor of Sexual Health. So I took a photo of my name badge. I sent it over to my dad's phone. He replied back, LOL. My wife thought it was hysterical. So did my friends, my buddies, my sisters, not so much, but they don't really ever get my humor anyway. And you know, if you've been listening, I'm dyslexic, right? Well, the interview I was doing was about skin conditions impacting a woman's sexual function. This is all about being authentic. And in the middle of the interview, there was a word I had never seen in writing before. Never, not a single time. It was spelled really funny. And for a dyslexic person, or for me and my dyslexic mind, this one word really played on my brain. The letters were going in reverse, upside down, backwards. I couldn't even pronounce it because I couldn't get the letters straight. Maybe I was nervous because I was being inauthentic. So when I asked the doctor What advice do you have for women? This is on my list. What advice do you have for women who are experiencing genitalia pain or discomfort because of, and then it was that word, all scrambled, going in different directions, and I couldn't say the last word. It was so hard for me to unscramble it. So after reading the sentence out loud like 3 or 4 times, stumbling on the word, the doctor reached out, grabbed my notes from my hand. He was kind of pissed, and he read it, and he said, "What advice do you have for women who are experiencing genitalia pain or discomfort because of eczema?" And then he pointed to my press badge and he said, "MD, huh?" The dude called me out. He's like, "Are you really an MD and you don't know what eczema is, or you can't spell it or pronounce it?" And that was the last time I ever repped myself as Todd Hartley, MD, sexual medicine. When you're creating your content, do yourself a favor and be authentic and genuine and be as genuine as possible, because if you fake it to make it, people will know. Gurus have already gotten this, but brands need to learn authenticity, become conversational and human. The Dollar Shave Club, Virgin Airlines, and Richard Branson are so damn good at being authentic. Learn from the authenticity, be vulnerable. I've shared vulnerable stories in this podcast. I told you, I teased about the blue Speedo. Why? I want to develop relationships. I know the value. It's more valuable for me to be authentic than to be embarrassed. If you want to learn about attention hacks, my proven ways that video accelerates your sales pipeline, here's what you're going to learn. The types of videos that have the greatest impact throughout the buyer's journey, I'm going to teach those. I'm going to teach you how to use video and digital marketing and demand gen to generate more leads. Think on-ramps. I'm going to show you visually how to get started with video production and how to scale on a budget, how to use video within your sales team to command attention that your business deserves. And if that's valuable to you, hacking attention and speeding up your sales process, well, then you might just keep your job in this world where chief marketing officers are getting kicked to the curb. Get a head start. Go to wirebuzz.com/speedo. That's right. wirebuzz.com/speedo. And you will get my most embarrassing story of all time, worse than eczema on the genitalia, which brings me to virtual reality. Lots and lots of smart people call virtual reality the next big trend, but it's for niche use cases. It's not an immediate trend. Don't invest money in it. That's really all I want to say about that. I have some people that I know, like, and trust in that space, and I won't go any deeper. But business videos, man, they are not a trend. They are here to stay, and they are how your business is going to do a bulk of your sales and your sales process. And the sooner you adjust, the faster you outcompete your competitors, you close deals at faster rates, and grow your business. So what are you waiting for? Subscribe, rate, and review. If this podcast was valuable, go to iTunes, Stitcher, or Google Play. You can get me each and every week, multiple episodes, and do me one solid. If this was valuable to you, please share it on social media, send it out to your friends, put it on your website, spread the word. People need to know about the most important video marketing trends of 2018. And I want you to know it's a real pleasure for me to share them with you, because I know you're going to find them valuable. You're going to grow your business. You're going to send me an email and you're going to tell me exactly how you've done certain things that have benefited you. And don't hesitate to share, because I will share it with this audience, but I need a little bit of support from you. All right. Thank you in advance for doing it. On behalf of the team here at Wirebuzz, we wish you really nice prosperity with your projects. And I hope you can use some of these marketing trends. And we're already preparing for the next episode, which is the really cool marketing news that's happening that matter to video marketing masters. Peace out.